referendum coming up that the citizens will be voting on.
Yeah, so since I've been here, we've really had an emphasis on government efficiency, and it's the way we do things, and we've had to make plenty of budget cuts to try and put together balanced budgets. And part of this effort now is looking at where actually our funds held, and are they being put to good use. So in 1965, Escanaba voters had an election at the sale of a gas utility. And it was a really well-intended idea to say, let's take this $1 million and let's not touch the principal, and we'll just spend the interest on capital improvements. And it's really just fallen short because of Public Act 20, which just restricts the investment pool to government securities. You haven't seen any purchasing power increase in that fund. Certainly the rate on government securities has been pretty close to inflation, and then you don't really see any income that can be used on projects.
And this affects the ability to have a fully funded pension in the city, right?
So what we're looking at is a few years ago, we took our pension back. It was managed by MERS, and the city, having long managed the public safety plan, said, let's take back the management here and let's get this thing funded. There's plenty of unfunded liability that we haven't seen a meaningful closing of the gap towards funded status. So we've taken it back, and we've done very well since we have. And we are fairly conservative, but the pension fund by nature is more aggressive than Public Act 20. So what we're looking to do is, instead of maybe achieving a 4.25% return, is getting something more like 7.25%, which is our target rate of return. And just that extra 3% a year over 10 years could mean about a $500,000 difference in what would have to be put into the pension fund. And what gets put into the pension fund are ratepayer dollars and taxpayer dollars today, often for liabilities that were created many years ago. So this kind of solves some of that generational equity and really puts taxpayer dollars to highest and best use.
So, Jim, what will people be voting on then? Explain that, because a lot of what you just talked about, people who are up on finance, under shaking their head, yes, they understand every word you said, and many others shaking their head, oh, what? But what are people voting on?
So it's changing one restriction to another. So in 1965, there was a limitation put on these funds. Specifically, principal can never be spent, and the interest can be used for capital improvements, and this has to be invested in accordance with Public Act 20. What we're asking is, if you vote yes, we'll take these funds from 1965 and we'll put them in the pension fund. That way, it can alleviate some of the burden on tax and ratepayers today. If someone were to vote no, the funds would just stay invested as they are. It would not, help contribute towards this underfunding of the pension, but could be put to a use otherwise, albeit a more limited use.